Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, Democrat, Rhode Island, said, "The American people should take notice of national Republican support for a morally degraded Senate candidate in Alabama and a president in the Oval Office facing equally credible charges." The move by Senate Democrats to oust Franken marked a dramatic turnaround in the fortunes of the one-time Saturday Night Live star. The senator from Minnesota had emerged as one of the Trump administration's sharpest foils on Capitol Hill and as a potential 2020 presidential contender. Over the past 3 weeks, more than a half dozen women have accused Franken of unwanted advances and touching. He apologized, saying in some cases that he had not intended to give offense, and in others that he did not recall events as the women did. The latest allegation against Franken came in a report published Wednesday by Politico. A former congressional aide, whose name was withheld by the publication, claimed that Franken had tried to forcibly kiss her after a taping of his radio show in 2006, 2 years before his election to the Senate. The woman claimed that Franken had told her, "It's my right as an entertainer." Franken denied this allegation and said during his floor speech that while he did not believe other accusations or remember the encounters in the same way, he wanted to be sensitive to the growing national discussion over sexual harassment. "I was shocked. I was upset," he said of the allegations against him in recent weeks. "But in responding to their claims, I wanted to be respectful of that broader conversation because all women deserve to be heard and their experience taken seriously." Franken's alleged offenses were arguably less serious than those attributed to Moore or to Conyers, the longest-serving member of Congress, who was accused of demanding sexual favors from the women who worked for him. Until late last week, it appeared that Franken's fellow Democrats would allow his case to work its way through the Senate Ethics Committee, a process that would take months and perhaps years to reach a resolution. As recently as November 26th, Senator Richard J. Durbin, Democrat, Illinois, the Senate's second-ranking Democrat, argued on CNN, "Al Franken has acknowledged what he did was wrong, and it was wrong. He has also submitted his whole case to the Senate Ethics Committee. I think that was the right thing to do. Let's have a hearing, an investigation. Let's let this really reach whatever conclusion it is going to reach, but through a due process." But on Wednesday, Durbin expressed no such forbearance. "Senator Franken's conduct was wrong. He has admitted to it, and he should resign from the Senate." Even as Senate Democrats expressed support publicly for leaving Franken's fate in the hands of the Ethics Committee, his female colleagues were increasingly unsettled as new accusers went public. "People were at the edge of their patience with this. They'd had enough. One more allegation was going to be it," said one senior aide who spoke on the condition of anonymity to describe private deliberations. Another said female Democratic senators had been discussing it among themselves on the Senate floor, even in the ladies' room. "Many people have been talking about this for some time," Senator Patty Murray, Democrat, Washington, said. "It wasn't coordinated. It just happened." Senator Susan Collins, Republican, Maine, who has served in the Senate longer than most of her female colleagues, said it was significant that the women on his side of the aisle led the way and added that she believed the latest allegation was in some ways the final straw for people. Senate Minority Leader Charles E. Schumer, Democrat, New York, who had stood by his friend in the wake of the allegations, called Franken after the Politico story broke early Wednesday and told him directly he had to resign, according to a person familiar with the call, who added that this came before other senators began calling for him to step down. Schumer also met with Franken and his wife at the leader's apartment early afternoon to discuss resigning. "The session ended without a firm commitment from Franken to do so," said the source, who was granted anonymity to speak frankly about the private exchange. In recent days, before Wednesday's report, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, who has known Franken for nearly 2 decades, had also told Franken he needed to step down. Aides familiar with their discussions said. On Wednesday, Warren issued a short public statement saying, "I think he should resign." Franken had staved off public calls for his ouster last week, according to a person who has been in touch with the senator and his staff in recent days. "There was a mad rush last week to call on Franken to resign when more allegations surfaced," said the person, who was granted anonymity to speak frankly about the private discussions. "I think that people were talked off the ledge at that point and wanted to recollect and figure out if the Senate ethics investigation should just move forward. But I'm pretty sure that Al should have known that if there was another story that came out, that there'd be a mass exodus away from him." Outside the chamber, growing numbers of Democrats had been making the case that it was untenable for Franken to remain in the Senate if their party hoped to maintain the high ground on the issue. Among those calling for Franken to step down was Doug Jones, Moore's Democratic opponent in Alabama. And though she did not mention Franken by name, House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi, Democrat, California, had declared a policy of zero tolerance when she called last week for Conyers to leave the House. On Wednesday, Pelosi declared that she was very proud of the fact that people are taking this matter.